First and foremost, I think it's incredible that we're here today. The All Africa Games start early March 2024, and I'm happy to say that for the first time, rugby will be participating. I think this is the critical issue here, that we've been able to negotiate and have come to an understanding that rugby will be a part. Standing here today is momentous for me, because before I was elected, I was talking about every country at some point should have a dedicated rugby field. And lo and behold, we're here in Ghana. And the government of Ghana, the LOC, has built this extraordinary facility. It's an international size rugby pitch. We've come here today with members of Rugby Africa, John Bosco, who's our competitions manager. We've come along with Roland, who's in charge of Burkina Faso and Ludwig, because they also want to set up games of their own in Togo for Francophone Africa. But I'm pleased to announce that we have got a rugby pitch dedicated for Ghana rugby going into the future. It means competitions can take place. It means that Ghana can take center stage in terms of what happens in the sub-region. And it also means that the new Exco can say we're part of the construction of a rugby field here in Ghana. The challenge now is to extend it. I know Nigeria are doing the same. Ivory Coast, which is a powerhouse, must do the same. And I know Burkina Faso will also move in a direction to do the same. It's critically important that the standards are maintained. And John Bosco has told us today, pitch sizing, measurements, distance between the pitch and the side for advertising hoardings, the changing rooms, men, women, conference rooms, rooms for doping, anti-doping, and so on and so forth. So you can see that the LOC has really put in all that is required to make this an international standard rugby facility, not just pitch, facility. And I think everybody needs to be proud of that. I certainly am. I'm not sure of those figures. We're still going around, but I think that it is more than enough. I can see on the far side, they're constructing a place that will be for the supporters. I think seated will be between 100 and 500 people seated, and standing you'll have a few thousand. So in terms of the playing and where we're about, it's more than enough. I think the time where Ghana starts playing, or the winners start playing even bigger matches, there's a main stadium across the point there. There's the Accra Sports Stadium. So if you want 30,000, 40,000, there are bigger facilities that can take you in that direction. But purely for rugby as a discipline, knowing that in Ghana, one of the most successful team sports over the last 6 years has been rugby. It has been winning outside of Ghana. Of course, Kumasi, we had the two famous victories. But I think it is time for Ghana rugby to showcase where it can go in terms of Africa. And for Ghana, in March next year, to be able to witness the arrival of Kenya, Zimbabwe, Uganda, South Africa at some level, Algeria, the powerhouses of rugby playing nations who are as good as some in the world, to come here in Ghana to compete, but on facilities that Ghana can look at and be proud of. And I say kudos, thumbs up, and congratulations. It is. Speaking to the contractors, there are things that they're putting in place. They're putting a lift into this place. I see some of the entrances are going to have smooth surfaces. There have been discussions about the changing rooms, about the toilet facilities, and that's why John Bosco's presence here. I mean, as soon as I became president of Rugby Africa, and this became a debate between myself and Roland and Burkina Faso as to what we were doing, we immediately said it's important to get down here very quickly and make sure that we're on track. So the contributions made by John Bosco today to the contractors, to the LOC boss, to the advisors, Mr. Uswansa, etc., everybody recognizes has been huge. And we will come back in a few months' time to make sure that we're on track, that it's moving in the right ways. I have given a commitment to the LOC that rugby itself will come and baptize the pitch. Before the event itself, we will come a week or 2 weeks before. I give you my word. And we will have matches that are being played here on the stadium park, which will now inaugurate this extraordinary facility and direct the way that Rugby Africa is going before the All Africa Games.